It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday the 17th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The state of California has a new law on the books, dubbed the Yelp Law. The legislation bars businesses from stopping you from writing bad reviews of said businesses. What? You didn't know that sushi joint could hunt you down for writing that angry review? Well, let's take a look at what might change at Yelp with reporter Stan Alcorn.
To protect their reputations online, some businesses have been writing non-disparagement clauses, fine print on their websites that says customers can't complain, or they'll hear what online retailer ClearGear told John Palmer.
Your wife criticized us on Ripoff Report. You now owe us a penalty of $3,500.
That's Palmer's attorney, Scott Michaelman, who won that case and inspired the California law. The law bans these kind of penalties, though it still leaves room for filing a legal case for defamation.
As opposed to an effort to harass, intimidate, and silence its critics.
Either way, though, the business has to find those critics. Sparks Steakhouse is suing Yelp to find the identity of one reviewer. The Yelper claims to be an employee who regularly spits into the dishes of customers. Across the street, Victoria Miller says that one review would be enough for her.
I would definitely avoid that place at all costs.
True or false, that online critic's best defense is anonymity. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.
NASA made an important announcement yesterday. The organization is officially outsourcing astronaut delivery to the International Space Station, but the two companies that will step in are both based here in the U.S. Boeing and SpaceX will be awarded contracts for bringing our best to the ISS. That's a change from the current shuttling process, where the U.S. basically has to buy very expensive astronaut tickets for seats on a Russian Soyuz rocket, like $70 million per seat expensive. The contracts NASA awarded amount to $6.8 billion. Boeing will use that money for its CST-100 vehicle. SpaceX will use it for its Dragon Taxi, which should also be the name of a Game of Thrones-themed amusement ride. This week, I'm sharing some of my recent adventures in San Francisco with you. I spent time at TechCrunch's Disrupt event, but also had some time to get out into the city. One place I visited, HQ of the website Twitch, which streams live video game play to millions of users and was just bought by Amazon for a cool billion. After getting a tour of the office, which had its fair share of gaming stations and video game-themed wall murals, I sat down with the company's CEO, Emmett Shear, to talk Twitch's present and its future. Emmett Shear is the CEO of Twitch. Emmett, thank you very much for talking with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I remember reading the announcement of Amazon acquiring Twitch and that you all felt that Amazon was going to allow you to sort of keep doing what you did well. What do you get out of this? What 2 or 3 years from now are we going to see that makes us understand this partnership?
So Twitch gets to accelerate the stuff we're already doing, I think, first and foremost.
Are we talking about capital?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's also expertise. I mean, we are a central point where people discover what game they want to buy. Amazon's deeply embedded in the gaming publisher community in helping them sell games, in helping them produce games. We are the experts, I don't hesitate to say, on serving video game broadcasters. But I think that we can learn a lot from Amazon and work with Amazon to help serve game publishers much better than we do today.
Speaking of which, at TechCrunch Disrupt, you were asked about women who are broadcasters being harassed. And I know that you were talking about providing them with tools to control the experience that they were broadcasting. Can you talk a little bit specifically about the kind of tools that you want to provide or that you are providing?
We've thought about this a lot at Twitch because it's something that we enable as a platform. We enable commentary. We enable interaction. And anytime you enable interaction, you have to think about how do we avoid allowing harassment and racism and bigotry and other things you really don't want. And so we have moderation tools that let you appoint moderators who can ban people from your chat room. You can control the speed of chat so that things aren't going by so quickly they get missed. You can force people to verify their accounts, which puts a speed bump in the way of anyone who wants to troll your channel. And so we keep sort of adding new ways to do that and make sure people know these tools are available. Because when you use them, they're very effective, but you have to actually use them.
What are you looking at in terms of mobile and how that's going to continue to sort of change your business over the next several years?
Really simple tile matching games and things like that are probably not going to be big on Twitch. But as mobile gaming evolves, as it gets bigger, we think that there's this huge opportunity in all of the mobile games that keep coming out, which are deep and sophisticated. And increasingly, we see that. We see mobile gaming becoming the co-equal of PC and console gaming. New interfaces, new modes of interaction, but fundamentally, the human desire to play and share and create and compete is the same. And so we think there's a really strong place for Twitch there. And I can't wait to see what the game publishers produce, because I think that's what's going to power our growth in the platform.
Emmett Scheer is the CEO of Twitch. Emmett, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
More conversations like that all this week. But before we go today, piezoelectric fiber composites. Heard of them? Well, they're especially effective materials for sensing and converting energy. And there's a new paper out about using this stuff in a wearable chin strap that can turn jaw movements into electric power. I know what you're thinking, chewing gum. And you're right on the money. Researchers think that chewing gum, or really anything with the chin strap on, could help the wearer power a nearby device. Think hearing aids, earpieces, stuff like that. As long as there's enough chewing involved, of course. I could definitely use a chin strap powered headlamp for my bike helmet. Put one on me and pass the jerky. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.